In 2011, only 1% of eligible Latino preschoolers in the Roaring Fork Valley were enrolled in school. Parents said one of the main reasons was transportation. Valley Settlement is an organization working with Latino families in the Roaring Fork Valley. It decided if these children can't get to preschool, the organization will bring the preschool to them by putting the school on wheels.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Seven preschoolers are sitting in a circle on bright blue carpet, accented with different colored crayons and letters. Fresh finger paintings hang on the windows, and the walls are covered with bookshelves, easels, and dress-up stations. But unlike any other preschool, this one's on a bus.
The bus go, shh, 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 all through the town.
So we are a bilingual mobile preschool program.
That's Faraday Rodriguez. She's the program director of El Busecito, the Little Bus Preschool Program, which travels to 12 different low-income neighborhoods.
We're just a school on wheels. We have three little buses that serve kids for 5 hours a week, and we have a total of 96 families that we serve in the Roaring Fork Valley.
When Valley Settlement interviewed over 300 families between 2011 and 2012, it saw an overwhelming need for access to affordable and nearby preschool. Sally Boughton is the Communications and Developmental Associate for the organization.
You know, we really wanted a way to access some of the more isolated communities. We really wanted to reduce the barrier of transportation and cost for families.
Each little bus is placed in a strategic location where every family, at no cost, can easily walk their child to school.
The mobile bus program has really been really flexible, so we're able to move our class to different neighborhoods as kind of demand changes. People move up or down the valley and neighborhood demographics change. We're able to respond to that and still bring that preschool right to families.
Twice a week for 2.5 hours a day, students file onto the colorful school bus and go throughout their day like any other preschool class.
Alfredito. ¿Qué figura tienes, Alfredito? ¿Cómo se llama?
No sé.
Rombo.
They start with free time, transition into circle time with some breathing exercises, work on letter and number of the day, and end the school day with a book, arts and crafts, and recess.
¿Cómo se llama?
Each classroom has 8 kids, ages 3 to 5, with 2 teachers. Currently, every teacher is a Latina woman. Rodriguez says when students see people in leadership positions who look like them, it helps them feel represented from a young age.
I think that's like a beautiful thing. I wish I had had that growing up. I didn't have any teachers that looked like me. I think my first Spanish-speaking teacher was in middle school. So I never had a teacher who spoke Spanish, and I wanted to be that teacher.
The preschoolers aren't the only ones benefiting from El Busecito. The program works to help parents engage in their child's education, and Valley Settlement tries to create a safe space within the El Busecito preschool.
Yeah, it's definitely a scary time. We firsthand know what the community needs. We know what our parents' fears are and what their strengths are because our parents lived it, we live it. So I think it's important we have a different connection.
Rodriguez says that is the mission of Valley Settlement, to support families and to connect them with the community.
We want them to take these tools. You know, once they leave our program, we don't want them to forget or not know or just have learned about, you know, their child's development for 2 years. We want them to know about their community.
It's nearing the end of the school day for El Busecito students in Carbondale. Students are scattered in front of the town recreation center, some playing with bouncy balls, others circled around a colorful tent, lifting it up and down in the wind. They will stay here for the next school year, but the needs of students' families may change next year, and the school would be parked somewhere else. But that's the beauty of having a preschool on wheels. The El Busecito Preschool Program is run by Valley Settlement, an organization in the Roaring Fork Valley focusing on early childhood and parent engagement programs for immigrant families. The story was reported and produced by me, Molly Dove, and Ryer Garden Swartz.